I just want to say that I am so happy that I get to do this job every single day. I'm just putting it out there.
You mean calling for Rossi's car?
Well, just in general, working with this guy, Big Rossi, is like working with, like, one of the big questions that I get asked is that really Rossi? And I go, you only hear 10% of his life. You have no idea what the other... I still can't believe that you found a beautiful woman like Liz to marry. I have no idea how that happened.
Like, Liz is awesome.
What do you mean?
To like, put up with you. Like, I put up with you 6 hours a day. She puts up with you for life. And I one day I just want to take Liz, her and I out, and her and I just have a great discussion about you. Because I think we'll just be talking for, like, months.
Anyways, Rossi's been very upset lately.
The first thing Rossi did was buy a car without... One day he goes, I'm going to go buy a car this weekend. I said, let me know what you buy. I know pretty much about cars. I know a fair bit about them. I know what cars to buy, what cars not to buy. Rossi went out and bought a car. I'm not going to label the brand right now.
Well, I want to because they're awful.
But you, how many kilometres did the car have when you bought it?
I think it was 175,000.
He bought a car with 175,000 kilometers, guys.
Like, even I know that's a bad idea.
It was cheap.
Yeah, because it went for 175,000
anyway,
kilometers.
Anyway, it's gone into the shop at least 7 times over the last 3 years.
Correct.
And now it's gone in again. The guy has had it for 5 weeks, you're saying?
Yeah.
5 weeks.
5 weeks. I remember.
Okay, well, I've got him on the phone. I'm going to try to get it. I know that he's a Lebanese guy. Tariq, hello.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good. Oh, fellow Lebanese and fellow Australian, it sounds like.
Yeah, you got it.
Tariq, I'm calling on behalf of Big Rossi, who you know. We are trying to get his car back. I've been told you're the man that can make it happen.
You're going to laugh at this.
Why?
You are going to laugh at this. Okay, so here is the way it works, right? Rossi put his listed his job. So what we are, just let me tell you what we do first.
Okay.
We're an application, right? We're an online application. You go onto our website, you list whatever you want for your car.
Yep.
Whatever it is that you want, right? Tinting, detailing, insurance, whatever. And then you get a bunch of quotes from all the workshops around you, right?
I like this idea. What's the app called? I like this idea.
It's called Karaj, karaj.ae.
Karaj.ae. Okay,
like
cool,
it.
Yep.
Karaj.ae, right? You get quotes from all the workshops around you. You pick the one that you like. You get different classes of workshops, you know, really big ones and expensive ones and cheap ones or whatever.
Yeah.
You pick the one you like. You pay for it. You pay 10% deposit online. And then the car gets picked up or you can drop it off at whatever workshop you chose.
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Yeah.
They do the work. If you like it, we pay them. If you don't, we keep the money, right? So we protect the customer.
That's really
right?
Cool, yeah.
So we're not a workshop. So I found out about Rossi's case, and we did a little bit of an investigation.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah, he's definitely...
Because, you know, it's Big Rossi.
It's definitely his fault.
Hold on, he said... Cause
nobody wants that bad publicity, right?
He doesn't want bad publicity. So Tariq is looking into Big Rossi's case. What have you found? What have you found, Tariq?
I looked into it. First of all, it's been 3 weeks, not five.
Liar.
Yep.
Second of all, right... When the workshop he chose got the car was not working. And not working at all, like won't switch on, won't do anything. Why won't it switch on? Alternator is gone, belt is gone, this is gone, fuse box is gone. And then they fixed everything, but it still wouldn't start. So they took it to the manufacturer and said, tell us what is going on. You know what it turned out?
What?
The computer that Rossi's had fitted to his car does not belong to his car.
Why are you all laughing at me?
He's been so cheap. He's taken it to some dodgy shop that's fitted it with a computer that doesn't even belong to his, and he's wondering, oh, my car won't start.
This is Tariq.
Amazing.
Tariq.
It's just typical Rossi. This is just...
Anyway, just to cap it all off, it is now done and working, and we've gone and given Rossi a free detailing interior and exterior.
Wow.
Tell me just to keep him happy because we love him.
How much is the bill?
How much is the bill, the total bill that he has to pay, though?
I don't know. I think it's five or six. There's a lot of stuff that went into that car.
How much is it, Ross?
8,000 dirham. Who's exaggerating now?
You're lucky it was that much.
8,000? The car's not even worth that, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, obviously, because he's bought a bunkie.
All right.
No, listen, thank you for sorting it out. They're a great service.
Now he's saying that.
We can edit this out.
Keep in mind, guys, we're not a workshop. Like I said, we're just an online platform, and we put you in touch with all the workshops, so you don't have to leave your office.
I like that.
That's a good idea, actually. Yeah. That's a really cool idea. Tariq, man, appreciate your time. Thank you for sorting out. Okay, Rossi, go pick it up tonight. Go.
Yes!
No, I'll drop it off to you. Just let me know where. Get my number offline, and we'll drop it off to you.
All right.
There it is. Rossi's going to get his car back.
I'm going cruising down JBR.